Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Drama on One is offered as a podcast at rte.ie/drama on one and, of course, here on RTE Radio 1 on Sunday nights. Tonight's drama is Marginalia, a new play by Tina Fitzpatrick. Marginalia are the marks made in the margins of a book and can add to or detract from the value of a book depending on the author of said marginalia. Newton, Poe, Platt, Wilde and Machiavelli all scribbled comments and critiques sharing their distillation of knowledge. Joe Orton followed suit and landed in hot water for his thoughts, but that's another story. With Roger Gregg, Irene Kelleher, Gary Murphy and Norma Sheehan, this is Marginalia by Tina Fitzpatrick.
Ah, nice one, Cathal. You actually managed to cram all those boxes into that dinky little space.
Emer, how are you? Yeah, had to put the back seats down, but Ronan's books are in.
I assume you left the pristine ones for me.
They're upstairs in the old canteen table, so your staff might complain.
How many books are left?
12 boxes.
Grant, we'll get that lot processed next week.
They can just balance their lunches on their knees till then, eh? What are you smiling about?
Oh, I hope your brother-in-law was looking down and laughing at you wrestling my book trolley.
Bloody casters. Refused to turn left, but it certainly saved my back.
Maybe you should have parked closer to the college.
Couldn't get any closer. All the students have cars these days.
Yeah.
Did I think Ronan's books would be this heavy? No, I did not. Bit of a tight squeeze here.
Imagine we still have them.
I know. If they hadn't started renovating last year, eh?
They'd have been lost on the shelves by now. That's pure luck. They were locked away in there for the past 10 months.
These ones are full of what you call abused books, but not one is dog-eared.
I'll give your brother-in-law that, even though he basically scribbled all over this lot.
Not scribbled, Emer. Ronan sometimes had questions or something to say, and I told you, he left personal messages inside for fear.
I'm not one to speak ill of the dead, Cathal. But the word barbarian comes to mind.
It's hardly a moral failing, Emer.
Books should be treated with the respect they deserve.
Spoken like a true librarian. But our Ronan liked to find his place in a book.
What does that even mean?
Not a fan of personal opinions in the white space.
You mean big ugly surprises that stop readers in their tracks? No, not really. And a sweet tooth as well.
Books, tea and chocolate. He was that kind of fella.
Vandals with sticky fingers and pens. The worst kind.
He'd never mark a book that didn't belong to him.
Really?
Aye, Emer. Can't you take a day off?
Nope. But calm down, I get it. There you are, you can put that back in the box. There's nothing better than sharing a passion. I think it's nice.
See? You librarians do have hearts.
So reading together was kind of their thing?
Yeah. They made it into something special. Always said books changed the way they looked at things and helped them make plans.
Right, so they used books for romance and adventure.
Fia brought the romance and Ronan brought the adventure.
Liked to travel, did he?
Well, he was the one who came back to his roots.
I thought you said he grew up in San Francisco. Studied in Stanford, yeah? And practiced in Rochester?
He did. But Ronan considered himself to be Irish. The entire Whelan family emigrated after the famine.
So how did he get here?
He got a Rhodes Scholarship to Oxford.
Ah, like Christofferson and Clinton.
Yeah. Hitchhiked around Ireland, met Fia at a festival in Dunmanway and fell in love.
Oh.
After Oxford, Apple offered him a job. He got big bucks as a senior vice president. but he had to travel to the Big Apple for Apple.
Did she go with him?
Oh, God, for years. And she loved it. The boozy haunts and thinking spots of famous writers and finding little treasures in charming reading rooms.
Very bookish things to do.
Happy hour in the public library and exhibitions at the Morgan in New York.
Sounds like a good life.
Yeah, it was a pretty good place to work. He made a fortune, but was delighted to get out early. All those plans they made, places they wanted to see, but that just didn't work out.
No. So two bibliophiles with wanderlust.
I never saw Ronan without a book, but I'd say Fia hasn't read half of these. He left the messages and notes inside because he usually finished them before her, so there must be plenty here that she's never even read.
If she used to find him between the lines, then why get rid of them? Surely you'd want to keep them close.
I thought that too, but they became some terrible reminder for her. She read to him right up until the end, and after too. The nurse had to prise the book out of her hand.
How did she stay so strong?
But she wasn't. That's just it. She wasn't strong. I should have realised she wasn't coping. Came home one day and the place was bare. She donated every last book and handed in her notice.
Decisions like that should wait a year at least. Memories can become a comfort.
She thought it would be less of a burden, I suppose.
But these books held a real connection.
I know. But Fia doesn't listen to me.
Suppose. But, as Anne Quinn says, every cripple has their own way of walking.
She just sits there all day now, picking fights. Ronan's carved out a space for himself inside all of these books. I just know they'll be a comfort.
I think you're right. Oh, my God. He's actually crossed out whole lines here and written a warning. Do you think it's for her?
Yeah, probably.
It says, if you don't have a stiff drink before the next chapter, you're a bloody fool.
Hang on. There's something inside this one. I know. Brochures for the holidays they never got to take. Oh, God.
Oh. All right, then. Maybe it's time for a pick-me-up. If you bring that trolley back, I'll go order us some coffees in the new place.
Okay, yeah. Great. I'll follow you over. Thanks.
This Merlot's nice, Ronan. Tastes like cherries.
I still can't taste it, Fee.
You should have just stuck with a mug of tea. The nurse said your taste won't return until after chemo ends.
I know, but it's annoying. I was thinking about our honeymoon, Fee, and that week-long book tour we did in Italy. Remember?
You mean the tour we took for our 25th? The one you decided to ditch on the second day?
We had to eat our pizza with a knife and fork.
It was Milan.
The Ambrosiana was great, though, wasn't it? I couldn't get you out of it.
Biblioteca Ambrosiana. Reminded me of those tall walnut bookcases in Trinity's long room. The chandeliers were stunning.
Sorry you didn't get to see Leonardo's notebooks in that exhibition.
It's okay. The secrets of the Codex were nothing compared to actually seeing the Alps.
4 hours on the Bernina Express and then 6 to Paris. But worth it. The scenery was breathtaking.
I'm surprised you noticed. You spent the day with your nose in a book.
How would you know? You were asleep half the time.
It was perfect for reading.
And sleeping. Paris, huh?
Yeah.
The champagne and strawberries were a nice touch in the room.
I'm definitely blaming the bubbles.
Not the lingerie you bought in Yvette's treasure?
I nearly fell out of the bed the next morning.
I know, right? The bells, the bells!
I didn't realise our hotel was that close to Notre Dame when we were booking.
I wonder if Hugo stood near where we were trying to figure out who was ringing them.
There's something special about buying a book about Paris in Paris.
Shakespeare and Company.
Oh, I love the smell of the old books and fresh coffee.
Sure was cool. And kind of romantic.
Romantic? Really?
What's up?
You dropped me like a hotcake.
No way. I wouldn't do that.
Excuse me, Ronan Whelan. Don't lie. You hugged me inside the front door like I was diseased and then literally disappeared for hours.
But you told me to nose around the shelves in search of hidden treasures.
Not to buy ridiculously priced books and leave me on my own.
But didn't you go off to listen to aspiring poets?
No. I found an armchair under a winding staircase full of noisy students with selfie sticks while you enjoyed wine with George Whitman.
Don't forget the pecan pie. Yeah, sorry. Next time you pick.
But you're the chief organizer, Ronan. That way we don't kill each other.
But the treatment, what if...
No, come on now. We're staying positive, remember?
Maybe we can go back to France in November and drink Merlot where Hemingway and Joyce hung out.
Yes, let's. Perhaps Fouquet's on the Champs-Élysées.
I'm sure you can see the Eiffel Tower from there.
And maybe your taste buds will be back on track by then. Meanwhile, more for me.
Over here, Cahill.
Ah, feels good to sit down. Comfy seats at last.
Are you okay, love?
Yeah, grand. Thanks again for the help.
Well, you moved that shelf for me.
And I hooked up your computers.
That was you? How'd you manage that?
I'm just good at turning things on.
IT never got back to me then.
How many times did I remind them about your spotty internet and those faulty cables?
For a health and safety officer, you spend a lot of time chasing them around the campus.
Look, I'm just a sweet guy in blue jeans.
So you think you're sweet?
Well, you're sweet on me. I mean, we like each other, don't we?
Yeah.
Do we not?
Of course we do, Cahill. And I like how you never give up. Here, drink this, you daft man. A tall cappuccino with an espresso shot, right? The muffin's yours too. Perks of the job.
Lovely. It'll taste all the better because it's free.
Now, Cahill, we both know it'll taste exactly the same as the one you pay for.
Will it though?
Yes, it will.
Would you like a little nibble, Emer?
Jesus, you're too much. The sooner my coffee kicks in, the better.
Come on now, admit it. You've fallen for me.
Without a parachute.
Are we saying soulmates?
Well now, Mr. Gallagher, let's say kindred spirits.
Oh, okay. What about finding that happy ever after?
You know I love being around you, Carl.
Oh dear, this sounds like a little slap in the face, Emer. But you know what? I'll take it. I'll just have to keep the good deeds coming and win you over.
Don't worry, Carl. You already have.
So you're free next Sunday. What time can you call to ours?
About 10-ish.
Sounds good.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think Fia will probably be nice to you.
Probably.
Actually, I better remember to tell her. She hates surprises and that one's likely to punch me in the face.
Does she actually hit you?
Ah, she's not that bad. Sure, we've been fighting since the sandpit.
I thought twins got on.
An unfortunate assumption. It's always been a struggle dealing with Fia, mostly because she hates when I remind her that I'm 10 minutes older than her.
Well, I hope I make a good impression.
Ah, you will. That's if she answers the door.
Are you joking?
Wish I was.
Right.
You okay with one-word answers?
Yes.
And if it turns out to be a bit of an interview?
Fine.
What if she kicks off? You won't leave, will you?
Nope.
You're trying to be funny?
No, no. Her anger must be masking terrible heartbreak.
Did I expect her to be sad? Yes, I did. But that red mist. At least she lets me hug her a bit when she cries on my shoulder, providing I just sit there and keep my mouth shut.
Fingers crossed the books make her happy.
Hopefully finding something of Ronan again will bring back a smile. Even a small one.
Do you think it'll work?
Oh, it'll work, Emer. I know it will. It has to. I promised Ronan.
Cahill, is Fia with you?
No, she's not, Ro. Meeting about budgets or something. Are you okay?
Can you wait until she gets here?
Yeah, no prob. Has the consultant been around already? Are the leads gone? Was the CT scan okay?
Yes, yes and no.
What do you mean, yes, yes and no?
Yes, Cole, he's been, and yes, the monitors are off, and no, it wasn't clear.
Wasn't clear?
It's spreading.
But how? You're still having chemo.
It's not looking good for me.
Tell me exactly what they said.
I knew it was bad when the nurse arrived with that kind of weird smile of hers.
What do you mean?
The nurse was holding one hand and insisting that I shouldn't give up hope, and one of the specialist team was holding the other while he rattled off all the things they tried and how that was that.
Why didn't they wait until one of us was here?
Said he had to shoot off. Wanted to let me know the story before he went. Call.
Yeah.
There's nothing more they can do for me.
That's ridiculous. Sure, they said you were responding to treatment.
That was over 4 weeks ago.
But surely things can't change that quickly. It's impossible.
There's no rules with this shit, Cahill.
You need a second opinion. There's got to be something worth a try.
The new tumors are too aggressive.
New? Jesus. Is that supposed to happen? Let me go find a doctor, Ro. There must be a mistake. There has to be.
No, Cahill, leave it. Honestly, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? Of course it matters.
There's no point. They said it's beaten me.
But what if they're wrong?
They're not. It explains this constant headache and the dizzy spells.
But, Ro, you can't just give up now. You're strong.
That's just it, Cahill. I'm not.
I have to do something, Ro. Fia would want me to do something.
They'll just tell you what they told me.
But...
I'll just leave it. Please. I know it's a shock. But just... Okay?
Okay, Ro. Okay. Relax. What can I do?
Let's talk about something else. Anything else. I feel so wiped out.
Here. Got you something from the machine.
Candy. You never disappoint.
Better not let Fia see them, though. You know her and her roasted soya beans.
The nurse said she'll help me tell Fia, but could you?
Of course. Not going anywhere.
How the hell am I going to tell her I'm...
She'll be devastated.
At least you'll be here.
You know my sister. She'll approach this head on like she always does.
I don't know about that, Cahill. Not this time.
So that you won't have to worry about her.
But I will. I am. You'll look after her, won't you? Help her after?
You don't need to ask, bro.
This is not what my retirement was meant to look like. Nothing's going to be the same from this point on, is it?
It's okay. Come on. I've got you, man. It's okay.
Oh, hi. Spot on time. You better sit down over there.
Thank you, Fia. Nice morning, isn't it?
Still a sharp chill in the air.
Nothing a little sunshine won't fix.
I bet there's thin ice somewhere.
Well, I just walked from Green Lawn over the bridge and down the hill. The grass is up and full of primroses, pansies and the daffs.
Hmm.
Looks like a painting.
So you're Miss Walsh.
Emer, please.
My replacement in library science.
And information.
Ah, the why of what we do.
Don't you miss it?
No. Maybe sometimes.
You should at least come for a cuppa in our new cafe. The coffee font.
A library cafe?
Yep. Just opened the last week.
I can just imagine. Coffee, books and sticky buns. Oh,
I know, but the students love it. Here, I made a few scones.
Homemade?
No need to look so alarmed for you.
Would you like a coffee?
That'd be nice. I know the library's just reopened, but I'm hoping to run the annual fair exhibitions in May.
The speaker events?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Bit ambitious.
Not if you come back to help us. Carl said your skill set would be a perfect fit.
Oh, did he now? Do you realise how much organising that needs? There's no way you'll be ready in, what, 2 months? Sugar?
No, thank you. The rhubarb came up a treat this year, so there's jam too. I don't make this stuff for just anyone.
You made the jam.
And I added a little magic from my greenhouse, fresh ginger. Anyway, we really need a manager for the support team if you're interested.
Me?
Why not?
Don't think so.
I'm not giving up that easily.
You do you, Emer. Now, any more surprises in that basket of yours?
No, that's it. Just scones to dress in butter and jam.
Dress in butter and jam? That'll tick a box or two, won't it?
Hope so.
Milk?
Please. Everyone likes Cahill, you know.
Yeah, I know. Exasperating, isn't it?
Probably that calm, sensitive nature.
Oh, nothing to do with the long silver locks and his talent for playing heartstrings like a guitar. So you're not bothered that he's a bachelor then?
Not really a surprise. Sure, he has high standards.
A man of his age falling in and out of love so easily. I thought you might be suspicious of his marital status, or should I say lack of it.
I'll risk it. I suppose as his sister, you're suspicious of me.
It's not a red flag, just a pink one.
I like him. He's given me lots to look forward to.
Oh, should I be buying a hat?
Well, actually.
I see.
Carl's so casual and kind of romantic. I love how he carries himself. Your brother has reminded me that no one should wait for happiness. You have to create it. I love his theories.
Which one is that?
Well, that beliefs shouldn't feel too precious.
Sorry, I don't follow.
It seems our perception of reality doesn't always obey a little thing like the truth.
Sounds like he's becoming a bit of a rebel.
Oh, Carl's all about mutiny. And he's right, isn't he? We have to override feelings that defeat us.
Well, I like my denial, thanks very much.
Yeah, it's okay for a while.
But?
It's easier to be angry instead of sad. And it's certainly not easy to forgive someone for leaving us. But we kind of have to, so we can move forward.
My brother thinks I'm trapped inside my head.
We don't need anyone else's permission to rewind and start again. Cahill helped me see that.
Oh, yeah. Him and his list of intentions.
But not everything is easy to put into words.
That's exactly what I said. I'm too old for this, but sometimes I allow myself to be misled, you know? Two coconut halves and I'm seeing a horse.
We can convince ourselves of anything, but 58 is hardly old, is it, Fia?
Tell that to my knees.
Well, he sure has undying faith in your abilities.
I know. That's what scares me.
Why?
I just don't have the energy anymore. I'm tired.
Sounds like a bit of depression to me.
Try being depressed with that happy hole around. Doesn't he know that happiness really annoys unhappy people?
Carl thinks the secret to happiness is helping others.
Yeah, he's always sparking joy somewhere. I've heard it all.
Has anyone really ever heard it all?
Yes, I live with Carl. If he's not reminding me about the merits of raising my spirits instead of my voice, he's explaining the difference between being calm and trying to be calm. I mean, really.
Yeah, I hate it when someone tries to add a little sparkle to my day.
No one ever calmed down because they were asked to. I'm sick of listening to it.
Better that than the silence of things left unsaid.
Debatable.
There's so much more to Cahill than meets the eye. He's our go-to guy in work and he's adorable.
Oh, well, you would say that.
He's attracted a lot of members to my book club.
Oh, let me guess. A gang of lonely women sharing their experiences about their boring lives.
bit unkind, but you might like it, Fia.
Maybe, but it sounds more like a Cahill thing. He enjoys being one of the girls.
It's a great forum for people in your position.
The world's full of widows.
Our position, actually. I lost someone too. I was married to Robert for 20 years.
Oh.
Like you say, full of widows, but what I actually meant was people who love to read together and connect, like you and Ronan did.
Oh, I see. I don't really read anymore, especially not with strangers.
Cahill said you can't read without Ronan.
It's so hard to pick up the pieces and put things back in the right order.
I felt the same when Robert died. Like I was a piece that broke off something precious, but there was suddenly nowhere to stick that piece back onto.
Yeah. The one thing you need isn't there.
Cahill said you were once a real book addict.
My Ronan was the book addict. Had them everywhere. On the stairs, under the bed, even had book towers in the bathroom.
Bathroom books. Wonder how the books felt about that.
Ronan on the loo without a book. They were piled between the sink and bath and the vanity too. I mean, reading materials are far more important than a mirror, right?
So Ronan always had his books?
No. The books always had him. And so did I.
Cahill says you donated every last book.
I just thought it would be easier without all the reminders. Convinced myself it was just stuff. Still can't believe I did that.
Yeah, unwise to make big decisions when you're numb.
I know that now. I didn't realise I'd look at things differently.
You didn't know.
Why was I so stupid?
From what Cahill's told me about Ronan, he'd want you to be happy, live your life, keep reading.
I know, but it's too late now.
Cahill, there you are.
Good morning. You girls okay then?
Really, Cahill. A tie with shorts.
Excuse her, Emer. Bit of a ratbag first thing.
Me?
Just ignore that throbbing vein on the side of her head. I do.
Cahill?
Yes?
Do I get the white flag out?
As you can see, he's not great with early o'clock.
Sure, it gave us time to get acquainted.
Oh yeah, acquainted.
Well, I think Fia's warming to me.
No besmudgery then?
Nope.
Not bonding over the problems with Cahill?
Now, Cahill, let's not make things awkward.
What's with the hooded eyes then, sis?
Just wondering if you left that bathroom tidy for your guest.
Of course I did. I always do my bit.
Not lately. You've been living out in that shed trying to avoid me.
I haven't been avoiding anyone, and it's a bit more than a shed for you. Ronan made it into a nice little office.
I thought it was filled with rubbish. What are you actually doing out there?
Nothing.
Exactly.
I've been doing some DIY, if you must know.
Oh, sounds interesting, Cahill.
Well, I'm no expert, but...
He dabbles. More of a destroy-it-yourself affair.
Excuse me. Who fixed the toaster?
Fixed it? Ha! Can't use it.
Why not?
I don't want my breakfast launched into outer space.
What about the hairdryer?
The parts are still in a bag right there under the sink. Will I get them now and you can have another go? Oh no, no! Ronan's mug!
Here, let me tidy this up. If you two want to move over there a bit and sit on the sofa.
No, Cahill, I'll do it. Oh, I can't believe I'm such an idiot.
It was an accident. Don't cut yourself, Fia.
I don't care.
Come on, I can do it, Fia. Get up.
Why can't I do anything right?
Fia, listen.
What?
Take a breath.
It was his mug, Cahill. He loved that stupid thing.
It was chipped to hell.
It doesn't matter. It was his.
I'm sorry it's broken, but it'll be okay.
For God's sake, nothing is okay, Cahill. Nothing.
Come on, you two.
But I...
It's okay. Come on, breathe.
I'm sorry, Emer. You must think I'm a right lunatic.
Fia, listen to me. I miss him too. I get it. You're lonely and broken. It's totally understandable.
Oh, Cahill, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, I'm really sorry. I don't know what's happening to me.
You're just angry, Fia. I was the same when Robert died. Don't worry. You'll eventually learn to live with it.
But then I'll have nothing. Everything hurts without him.
Just one baby step in the right direction.
I don't know, Cahill.
Just try, Fia.
Okay. Okay, I'll try.
Right then. Come on, sis. Follow me. There's something you need to see.
Thank you.
Seriously, Carl, you didn't make another booby-trap bird feeder, did you? Oh, that poor squirrel.
No, it's a surprise.
I hate surprises. Oh, you painted the shed.
That's not it.
There are flowers in the window boxes.
That's not it either. The surprise is inside. You'll like it, I promise. Go on, in you go.
Oh, wow. Carl, what have you done?
I painted the shells white for now, but you can have them any colour you want.
Oh, my God. Are these Ronan's books?
I thought a little library would be a fitting tribute. There's this pen on the desk, beside your wedding photo.
How is this even possible?
I found them at the library when I was updating the safety records. They were stored away in the old canteen before the renovation started.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
Look, the heater works. Here, I'll switch it on and make it cosy, yeah?
It's perfect. Oh, God, I can't believe you did this. His books, Carl. Ronan's books are actually here.
I know.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, stop. I'm happy that I was able to do it.
Who'd have thought my big brother would turn out to be such a wise fool?
Would I prefer to be called Mr. Fix-It?
Yes. Yes, you would. Go on then, Mr. Fix-It. Your book lady's dressing homemade scones for your breakfast.
Great, isn't she?
I really like her. I hope she's the one.
Me too. Oh, wait. I nearly forgot. This one's still in a bag. It says Shakespeare and Company.
A first edition Winnie the Pooh. I must have bought it in Paris.
Whoa! I'd say that cost a fortune.
Did you tell him it was our favourite book when we were kids?
I might have. He didn't write in it, did he?
What do you think? Look at the first margin.
Read faster, Fia. Life's too short.
I've missed these so much. Thank you.
Oh, don't cry.
I'm fine, honestly. I love it. I really love it. And I love you too, bro.
Gosh, I'm kind of easy to love.
Don't push it.
Look, I don't like leaving you on your own, but...
Oh no, Carl, you go. I promise I'm okay. Besides, I'm not on my own. Ronan's right here.
That was Marginalia by Tina Fitzpatrick. Gary Murphy played Cahill and Norma Sheehan was Emer. Roger Gregg played Ronan and Fia was played by Irene Kelleher. Sound supervision was by Gar Duffy and Ruth Kennington. Special thanks to Rosie O'Regan. Marginalia by Tina Fitzpatrick was directed by Aidan Stanley.
rte.ie/drama-on-1